Welcome to this relaxation meditation. If you find somewhere quiet where you won't be disturbed for the next 20 minutes or so, you don't need to do anything right now, except to be here. You've arrived. Whatever the day held, whatever thoughts are still circling, you don't need to solve any of it. And if the mind is busy, that's okay. Busy minds are allowed to be here too. We're not going to fight anything. We're simply going to notice. And notice the breath, perhaps. How it arrives on its own. How the body breathes without being asked. In and out. And the body is already doing something kind for you. Right now, even as you listen. You might notice, as you settle, that there is a certain quality in the body right now. A kind of aliveness, a readiness perhaps, a hum in the nervous system that says, pay attention. And I want you to know that that's not a problem. You see, the nervous system is a bit like the weather. It moves through, it changes, it has its own rhythm that are older than thought, older than words. Sometimes the weather inside is stormy, winds picking up, a sharp electric feeling in the air, the kind of atmosphere where the body leans forward, listening. Listening hard. And sometimes that weather has been forecast for so long, it starts to feel like the only weather there is. But weather always changes. That's the one thing we know about weather with absolute certainty. It does not stay. And here, we are going to watch what this weather does when we stop bracing against it and simply let it be what it is. Weather moving through. You don't need to change it. You don't need to calm it down. You only need to notice it, the way you might notice clouds from a warm window. Present, yes, but not you. And if the nervous system is weather, then the body is the landscape it moves through. And landscapes don't fight weather. A field doesn't resist the wind. A lake doesn't argue with the rain. The landscape simply receives. So I'd like to invite you to become the landscape for a moment. To let whatever weather is present simply pass over you, through you. And notice the ground beneath you now, the surface that holds you, the way the earth holds a field, without effort, without needing to try. You are held like that, right now. The surface beneath you doing all the holding, so the body doesn't have to. and in the face, perhaps there's some weather there still. A tightness round the eyes, a bracing in the jaw. And that weather can stay if it needs to, but sometimes, when we stop fighting weather, the jaw might soften just slightly, the space behind the eyes becoming a little wider, like a break in the clouds. Not the end of the clouds, just a gap. And the shoulders, they might be braced for wind that isn't quite as strong now. And sometimes the shoulders remember, on the out-breath, that they can drop just a little, like a tree settling after the gust has passed. The chest, too. Ribs that perhaps have been held close, protectively, might find, on the next breath out, that there is a little more room, a little more sky inside, and all the way down the belly, the hips, the legs, the landscape settling, gravity doing its quiet, patient work. Heavy and still. Rooted. Grounded. The way the earth has always been, still beneath whatever passes above it. Whatever weather passes above it. And here is something worth knowing about the weather. However thick the clouds, however loud the storm, the sky behind the clouds is always clear. The sky doesn't become the storm. It simply holds it. The storm moves through, and the sky remains. And there is something in you that is like the sky, something that watches the weather of thoughts and feelings and sensations, without being swept away by any of it. Something that has always been there, underneath, quiet, vast, still. You might feel it now, just slightly, as a kind of spaciousness, a sense that there is more room here than the busy weather suggested. And from this place, the sky place, you can watch the clouds without needing them to be different. A thought comes, and it is like a cloud drifting past. You notice it. You don't need to chase it. You don't need to push it away. It just drifts. A sensation in the body. Another cloud. Noticed. Allowed. Drifting. And the sky, unchanged, spacious, holding everything effortlessly. This is the part of you that doesn't need to be kept safe, because it is safe. It has always been safe. It is the part of you that never is in the storm. And you can rest here, in the sky of yourself, and simply watch as the weather gradually flows through. And as you rest in that spaciousness, you might begin to notice something shifting in the atmosphere. The way the light changes at the end of a day, not abruptly, slowly. The sky moving through shades of itself. And with evening comes a quality of settling. Everything becoming a little quieter, a little heavier, a little more willing to be still. Birds come home, sounds soften, the busyness of the day begins to dissolve at the edges, the way mist dissolves in the late afternoon. And the body knows evening. It has always known evening, long before clocks and lights and all of the noise of modern life. The body knew that when the light goes, it's time to return to the quiet, to ground, to rest, to restore. To let the body do its quiet night work of healing and integrating and becoming. And the weather now, perhaps it is beginning to still. The way weather stills at dusk, not gone entirely, perhaps, but quieter. Slower, like the wind dropping just before dark, and the thoughts, if they're still coming, are coming more slowly now, like the last few drops of rain after a shower. Occasional, gentle. And you might begin to notice that the spaces between thoughts are growing wider. And now the sky is deep. Stars, perhaps, or just the dark, soft and full and safe. No wind now. The landscape still. The weather has moved on. All that remains is the quiet that was always there, underneath everything. And you can sink into the quiet now. Not falling, settling, the way the earth settles after rain. Heavy. Soft, still, the breath slow as tides, sleep is the night inside you. Let go and let the night in.